The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today here on 94.7 FM, WSNY, Sunny 95. And today we're going to have a great show. Actually, we have Dr. John Eichelt. He is a neurologist. He is a sleep medicine specialist. He was on the show a while back, and we were talking about sleep disorders, sleep apnea, and that sort of thing, and how dentistry can play a role. And we actually ran out of time. There's so much to talk about that we couldn't get it all in. So Dr. Eichelt was nice enough to come back in, be my guest again. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Eichelt. He graduated from the Ohio State University College of Medicine in 1977. And then he went to Wake Forest University School of Medicine to do a residency in neurology. Accomplished that at Baptist Hospital in North Carolina. And got interested in sleep medicine, which is a subspecialty of neurology. And so before we bring Dr. Eichelt on the air with us, I want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And today, the question is, sleep disorders are related to many serious health conditions. Are they related to A, hypertension, B, diabetes, C, stroke, and D, cardiac-related death, or E, all of the above? Okay? So is it diabetes, stroke, hypertension, diabetes, stroke, cardiac-related death, or all of the above? Okay? Our number is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So, Dr. Eichelt again. Let's get to Dr. Eichelt. Dr. Eichelt, thank you so much for getting up and being on the show again.
It's my pleasure.
I really appreciate it. You work out of Grady Memorial, St. Anne's, as well as Riverside. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. Those are hospital affiliations. I have almost an exclusively outpatient-based practice, so I really don't actually go to the hospitals. Those are affiliations, and I use those hospitals if my patients need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay. So what would one of your patients need to go to the hospital for?
Well, depends on a number of things, but stroke would be probably the most common thing that patients would go to the hospital for. We use outpatient services for our testing, and in the past we would use hospital-based services for sleep testing, but now we even have plenty of opportunity to have patients studied as the in the outpatient setting rather than the hospital-based setting.
And I remember on the last show you mentioned that you have, 10 or 11 sleep labs around the city?
I'm affiliated with an organization called Ohio Health Sleep Services, and we have, I think 11 or 12 sleep labs now.
And I remember last show I forgot to ask you how people could reach you. In fact, we had a caller call in after the show was over trying to find out how they could reach you. So let me not make that mistake again. If somebody wants to reach you for your services, how would they do that?
General office number is 433-2000, and then just follow the prompts.
Don't tell me the prompts have changed, right?
No, and it is.
No, I'm just teasing, because every time you call, they say, listen carefully because our prompts have changed, right?
Absolutely, but ours have been pretty stable for the last week or so now. But at any rate, it's 614-433-2000.
Okay, thanks. I always get, like, you're calling a store that you've never called before, and they say, listen carefully because our prompts have changed. I always think that's funny. Okay, now, I have some statistics, and I'm sure you're aware of these. It says more than 38,000 cardiac deaths each year can be attributed to sleep apnea, and sleep apnea contributes to high blood pressure in 400,000 women and 2 million men. Drowsy driving is another dangerous consequence of living with an untreated sleep disorder, leading to 56,000 automobile crashes, resulting in 40,000 injuries and 1,550 fatalities each year. Obesity and depression are also closely associated with sleep disorders. And then finally, insufficient sleep in children has been shown to negatively affect both mental and physical development. That's why you got into sleep medicine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, 56,000 automobile crashes, there were about 58,000 people, I believe, died in the Vietnam War. And, you know, we're talking about some pretty big numbers, 38,000 cardiac deaths each year from sleep apnea.
And, Doc, it isn't just the numbers of people that are harmed by these diseases. It's the number of people we can help when we properly diagnose and treat these diseases. It's truly phenomenal.
So is it life-changing for them?
Very much so. Every day I have people coming in and thanking me for changing their lives, for changing their relationships, because their emotions, their medical health, their mental health are all improved when their sleep is properly addressed.
So it's very rewarding then. That's, I mean, most neurologists, the majority of neurologists do neurology, which is treating nerve injuries of some sort. But sleep medicine is something that you've really kind of taken a passion for.
Absolutely.
Now, remember, our question of the day is, and if you're listening carefully, you're going to know the answer, but the question of the day is, sleep disorders affect hypertension, diabetes, stroke, cardiac-related deaths, or all of the above. Okay, that's A, B, C, D, and E. So our phone number is 459-9769, or you can send us an email, and send that email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/drkavitko. And also, you can access podcasts of this show by going to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, or you can listen to replays on columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So when you were on the show last time, like I said, we just barely scratched the surface. And a couple of the things that we didn't get to cover is what factors interfere with sleep quality?
Oh, boy, there's a loaded question. The first one I have to bring up is just your emotional state when you lay down at night. People all too often bring to bed with them the baggage of the day. And by so doing, they compromise the ability to fall asleep, stay asleep, and to sleep deeply. Then we can go to a whole host of medical conditions ranging anywhere from pain, including the pain induced by bruxism and some of the dental conditions that you treat. And even to add insult to injury, bruxism is aggravated, if not in many cases caused by sleep disorders such as sleep apnea. So when you're uncomfortable during the night, when you're emotionally distressed during the night, whenever you're trying to sleep, and if your sleep is disrupted by the inability to breathe, which is maybe the most disastrous condition that we treat, all of those problems distill down to poor sleep quality and the consequences of poor sleep quality.
Now, my idea of somebody that bruxes, I always have this mental image of those sleep studies that we've heard about, you know, that we see a little bit of some video clips of, and you see the person tossing and turning, and they're gritting their teeth, they're making funny faces, and it seems to me that they are dreaming. It seems to me that they're acting something out in their dream. I don't know, running, or they're afraid of something, some kind of a terror. Am I right? Is that what's happening?
In some cases, it is. I really am not sure which pictures you've been watching and which videos you've been watching. Many times, it's just not getting into a deep sleep, and the patient is transiently awakening and stirring. There are disorders where people emerge out of dream sleep or REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, and they are actually acting out their dreams. Generally, that's fairly rare, except in people who have neurologic dysfunctions and in people whose dream sleep or REM sleep is disrupted by conditions such as sleep apnea.
Okay. Actually, you know what? It's time to go to a break. Remember the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is what sleep disorders are related to many serious health conditions, including, is it A, hypertension, B, diabetes, C, stroke, D, cardiac-related deaths, or E, all of the above? Our phone number is 459-9769. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about sleep apnea. We want to specifically get to how dentists play a role in treatment of sleep apnea and sleep-disordered breathing. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95. Thanks so much for joining me. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Looking for that perfect gift, something different that your friends will love, Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me. And it's going to be a great day. It always is a great day if you have a positive attitude. And I guess if you've had enough sleep, it's a great day. Right, Dr. Eichel?
It definitely helps.
Okay. And as you know, we were talking with Dr. John Eichel. He is a medical doctor. He is a sleep specialist, sleep disorder specialist. Did I say that right?
Yeah, I answered almost anything. Thanks.
Okay. Including dinner, right?
Absolutely.
Now, our question of the day, while we were at the break, we had a caller call in. She did not want to go on the air, but Kathy from, where did she say, Mount Vernon, Kathy called in her guess of E, all of the above. Kathy, thank you so much for calling. Obviously, she was listening when I gave all of those statistics about the things that sleep disorders can have, how they can have serious health ramifications for us. Sleep is kind of something that we take for granted, but I guess sleep disorders are more common and more hazardous than many of us realize, right?
Very much so.
And, you know, as a dentist, I treat bruxism, and when I'm treating bruxism, it's really hard. Sometimes the people will wear the appliance, sometimes they won't. There's no real way for me to measure how much enamel they're grinding off, you know? So I guess we could do it now with a CAT scan, where we could scan the teeth now, and then in 3 years scan them again and do some very precise measurements. But until recently, there hasn't been. And so I have to take the person's word for it when they tell me they're wearing their appliance. But in some people, we just... It doesn't seem like we get very far with treating them. Why is that?
Well, many times it's because they have obstructive sleep apnea that has not been adequately addressed. A very high percentage of those people who brux and as a consequence of their bruxism may have temporomandibular joint pain also have obstructive sleep apnea. And some may contend that the obstructive sleep apnea is causing a reflexive clenching of the jaw as part of the patient's efforts to breathe during sleep.
Okay, so it's the sleep apnea causing the bruxism.
Or at least aggravating it, but yes, many times it's believed to be the cause.
So what percent of bruxisters would you say have sleep apnea?
It's a hard number to come up with right now, but I've heard estimates anywhere between 70 and 100%. I think it's clear it's well over 50%.
Wow. So then if dentists are listening, and we have patients that we know are bruxing, we should refer them to a sleep specialist such as yourself to be evaluated?
Well, I don't know if every patient with bruxism should come to a sleep specialist, but certainly if they have any of the other risk factors for sleep apnea, such as being overweight, being sleepy, snoring, there's other clues. And I think that's what we want to be looking for, is the patients that have multiple clues, not necessarily just one clue.
Okay, so let's just say that I suspect that I have a patient that has sleep apnea or some disordered sleep breathing. Sleep disorder. Okay, that's not always sleep apnea. There are others, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, snoring is one. What are some of the others?
Well, insomnia is probably one of the largest sleep disorders, maybe more significant in number and at times more significant in health consequences, at least from a behavioral standpoint or mental health standpoint. And those patients with insomnia take stress and anxiety to bed with them. And they, too, may express their stress with muscular tension in about the head and neck and including the jaw.
Now, do these people more often than not go to their general physician and maybe they get prescribed sleep pills or something?
Unfortunately, that's the case, or they tend to self-medicate by going to the pharmacy and using over-the-counter medications. I have to point out that if you do have problems with insomnia that require medications, it's much better to have them treated properly by a physician skilled in the area rather than taking the over-the-counter medications. These medications have serious consequences and block many of the very good things that should be occurring during sleep that we talked about on our previous program, things like processing memory, processing emotional conflict. And if you're taking medication to help you sleep, you are actually blocking many of these beneficial processes that should be going on during sleep.
And some of these medications are really powerful. I know once in my life took, I think it was Tylenol PM, and the dose on the box says for an adult to take 2. I was groggy for about 2 days.
Unfortunately, that's true for many patients. Other people can take 2 to 4 and not have any benefit that they can identify at all. Everyone has their own biological predisposition, and one of the other factors is that medications like that may uncover other sleep disorders. For instance, if you take a medication that sedates you, what might have been a mild degree of sleep apnea may become a much more significant degree of sleep apnea.
I'm not even sure those things should be legal. I mean, I've never done that again. It was just so profound, and if I ever do it again, I'll take maybe half or something.
Unfortunately, you sometimes learn by experience.
Yeah, and of course, I shouldn't have mentioned it by name, but there are others out there. Essentially then, and I actually, in one of the courses that I took, was taught that actually giving somebody a sleep pill or something that would increase sleepiness, such as a Valium or something, can work against you if you have sleep apnea, because it actually keeps you from triggering the trigger to breathe. If you have stopped breathing, which is what sleep apnea is, that trigger mechanism that says I haven't breathed in a while is depressed, right?
Absolutely. You're referring to the arousal threshold, and sedating medications raise or elevate your arousal threshold, so it takes more stimulation to wake up and breathe. And certainly if that process is already compromised, as it is many times in people who have sleep apnea because they're so sleep deprived, you add medications. And the other drug to think about here is alcohol. Many of us self-medicate with alcohol, particularly for sleep, and to do so can be very disastrous.
Definitely. Okay, so tell me, how do you go about treating patients with sleep disorders?
Well, it all depends on what the sleep disorder might be. For sleep apnea, we have a number of approaches. Most people start out with something called CPAP or various forms of PAP, VPAP, BiPAP, which involves applying a mask or some sort of device to the face that increases the pressure in the back of the throat. This keeps the tongue and the throat from collapsing. Other devices, such as dental devices, draw the tongue and jaw forward, preventing them from falling into the back of the throat and keeping the airway open. There are surgeries that are sometimes used for that condition, and there may be some medications that occasionally provide some benefit in very mild cases. For insomnia, the treatment of choice is behavioral. We try to stay away from medications for all the reasons we've already discussed. And if people approach sleep properly, which unfortunately is not easy to do in today's society because of all the stress and pressures in our lives and the limited time that we have to relax. But if we approach sleep properly, we can go to sleep and stay asleep without pills. And if you need to use medications or alcohol to sleep, see a physician. Get it taken care of properly, and most ideally, get it treated behaviorally.
Okay. And I guess that's going to lead us to another question. We're going to be having to go to a commercial break right now, but before we do, something you said there. You said VPAP. I'm not familiar with a VPAP. And by the way, CPAP, PAP stands for positive airway pressure, correct?
Correct.
And VPAP is what?
Well, let's go to the C, which stands for continuous, which means the pressure remains constant throughout the night. BiPAP has two pressures, one for breathing in and one for breathing out. And the V is stands for variable, and that's where the pressures may vary throughout the night depending on the perceived needs for breathing assistance by the machine.
Okay, so you may have metered how often a person stops breathing, and maybe it's only 10 times every so often, and so the variable it would be calibrated to help them breathe that number of times.
Not so much the rate. The rate of breathing is best dictated by the brain. It's more the depth of the breath that is varied with these machines and the pressures that are applied. So if the machine perceives that you are under breathing, it will assist you more by increasing the pressure and the pressure differences throughout the night. If it perceives that you are over breathing, it may not assist quite as much. And these machines can be a real miracle worker for some of the patients that otherwise cannot tolerate or for whom CPAP is not the best treatment.
Okay. And when we come back after the break, I want to ask you about something new. We've talked about it off the air called the OPAP, something that we have not mentioned yet here, and also some questions about what can people do to help themselves, and does everyone need a sleep doctor, that sort of thing. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on 94.7 FM, Sunny 95. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we have in the studio with us Dr. John Eicholt. He is a neurologist. He is a physician who specializes in sleep medicine. He practices your primary location is on Flint Road, right? Just north of I-270 off of 23?
Correct, just north of the Crosswoods intersection.
I think everybody knows that intersection if you've ever gone up there, because it's like a Y or a fork in the road, right?
Right. We refer to it as the point where Flint Road comes into High Street north of Worthington.
Okay. And the phone number I think you gave earlier was, I won't repeat it in case I get it wrong, but what was the phone number?
614-433-2000.
Okay, great. All right. Before the break, we were talking about CPAP, VPAP, and I forget the other PAP. There was one more PAP.
BiPAP.
That's right, BiPAP, which is oxygen and CO2.
No, actually, it's two different pressures. We sometimes do bleed in oxygen into the apparatus. And I should point out that some of these names are proprietary, so they may go by different names. But this gives you your listeners some general ideas of the various options that might be out there for them with regards to the machines. And the other thing I need to emphasize is that there are many, many different kinds of masks and interfaces that connect the machine to the patient. And I think you mentioned earlier the OPAP device.
Right, and the OPAP stands for oral positive airway pressure, which is, it has an interface for essentially the CPAP machine that has the tubing goes to a mouthpiece that a person wears in their mouth, and it allows the air to be delivered to the back of their airway with their mouth closed and biting into this clear plastic obturator, if you will.
Correct, and that's particularly helpful if the nasal air passages are not adequate or not tolerated.
It's also helpful if you don't like having those lines on your face when you wake up in the morning.
Absolutely. There's a number of devices that rely on some sort of bite plane or bite plate to affix the apparatus to the face rather than using something that requires straps around the head.
Yeah, it seems like that's the biggest complaint. The compliance, I guess, compliance for a CPAP machine is somewhere less than 50%, correct?
If the patient's not properly assessed, properly fitted, and properly motivated, compliance can be less than 50%. However, if you approach the process comprehensively and apply not just the machine, but also the proper motivation and behavioral treatments for the patients, then the compliance can be substantially greater than the 50% number that's tossed around.
Okay. But there's definitely room for some alternatives, given that even in a good scenario, you're looking at 55, 60% compliance.
We may have to argue about those numbers off air, but yeah, you definitely can improve the compliance rate if you get creative with your appliances.
Okay. Now, does dental insurance, I'm not dental. Hey, I'm a dentist. That's what I'm used to saying. Does most medical insurance cover seeing a sleep specialist?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So hands down, if you have a sleep disorder or you think you do, do you need a referral, or can somebody just call that number that you gave and say, I think I have a sleep disorder?
I don't require a referral. However, the insurance company may. So it's best that you check with your private carrier or your personal insurance carrier to ensure that you don't need a referral from your primary care physician.
Okay. And when someone comes to you, what is the process? You mentioned a consultation. Do you encourage their spouse to come, or however their partner might be that would be around when they're sleeping? How does that work?
We have a number of ways patients can get started with us. We actually have online services that will allow people to fill out our forms online, and I can look those over and determine what might be the next best step for patients. For many people who simply have some bad habits, we can simply advise them on those bad habits. And those sorts of advice are available online for just a little bit of searching if you look up sleep hygiene. There are some very simple ways to get started with sleep medicine. As I pointed out, insomnia should be treated behaviorally. Turn the clock around. Get up at the same time every morning. Don't watch TV. Don't read in bed. Relax before you go to bed. There's a number of very good recommendations that people can learn about online, and that's one of the best ways to get started. For my practice, I usually like to see the patient personally before I recommend the next step, and that may involve sleep testing. It may involve some specific treatment if it's obvious. Restless leg syndrome, for instance, is a sleep disorder that's pretty easily diagnosed in the office, and oftentimes we can start treatment right away. Insomnia, there too. Often we don't need sleep testing. We can simply go into this treatment phase once that diagnosis is established. behavioral treatments. I've mentioned that several times. Cognitive behavioral training is the treatment of choice for insomnia. It's also a great adjunct when you talk about the issues of CPAP compliance. Many people have CPAP compliance issues because they also have insomnia. 30% of the population suffer from insomnia, and if you don't address that, you're not going to get somebody to sleep with a mask on their face.
Good point. What percent of the people that you treat do you feel either are already being served or could be helped with a dental appliance?
I would imagine somewhere around 10% of my patients that have sleep apnea are using an appliance. That's my best guess at this point.
Okay. And so if somebody thinks they have a problem, they can either start with their dentist. We do the Malampati score. We can look for signs of bruxism and that sort of thing. Or they can go to a sleep specialist right away and maybe get referred back to a dentist. What do you think of that? Does that sound fair?
I have very good working relationships with a multitude of dentists in town. They often will ask me to evaluate the patient before treatment can be instituted for any of these patients. They need to be assessed in the sleep lab if sleep apnea is the diagnosis that we're exploring.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming back and being on the show. I think we've got a lot of great information out there. And I want everybody to tune in next Sunday morning at 7:30 here on Sunday 95 and listen to our next episode of Dr. Kvitko's Dentally Speaking. Go out and have a great day, have a great week, and we'll see you back here same time, same station. Bye now.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.